You're listening to Early Edition with Phil Johnson and Whitney Dean. News, talk, sports, AM 1150.
Well, time now for Double Click Denise. Denise Wong, who works in our newsroom as one of our erstwhile reporters, but when she's not writing and creating news stories, she's cruising the net looking at what things going on. For those of you who are not aware, and there can't be many of those anymore, this is one of the proposed themes for the new Hockey Night in Canada as the CBC goes looking for a new anthem to open Canada's historied and historical Hockey Night in Canada broadcast. With me on the line this morning, Double Click Denise. Denise Wong, good morning to you.
Good morning, and you need to mention this is the leading contending song.
No kidding, absolutely. This is the leading contender, and you, Denise, working hand in glove with Daniel O'Hara, managed to find?
We found Logan Obey, and I think I'm pronouncing his last name right. Logan, is that right?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, so you're the creator of this song, right?
Yeah.
Now, is this song, did you seriously enter this song? I mean, like, seriously enter it, hoping that it'll be the next Hockey Night in Canada song?
Well, I could tell that it was a little different from the rest of the themes. I knew it might take a little bit of getting used to. But I knew I had the heart in the right place, so I knew after a while people would warm up to it. I didn't know it would be so fast and so widespread, but I guess I just got on something good.
Now, Logan, is this the first time that you've ever composed a piece?
No, I've done that a lot, just never submitted it to any kind of contest like this.
And now you're a global world star because by the thousands, people are clicking on your site.
Yeah. Seems I was pretty lucky, I guess. Yeah.
Denise, are you thinking you need a new career track here?
Well, maybe. I mean, like, you know, if you can rise to fame that quickly.
Yeah.
Well, I think back here now, everyone here is remembering last year when, you know, Canucks defense and Rory Fitzpatrick, he almost was voted in to be part of the All-Star team. He didn't have any points in his 18-game career. But that they had a fan website. They encouraged people to vote. Did you do anything to spark people's interest in the song and get votes?
Well, I just posted it in the same place as anyone could have. I think it was more people agreed with what I had to say.
Well, Logan, you know, with the greatest of respect, actually, no. Could you do me a favor? Could you go through and analyze the piece for me? And talk to me about the feelings and the theme and what all the bits and pieces mean.
Okay. So first we have the bass track, which is the percussion made mostly of gunshots and explosions. That's trying to represent the hard-hitting aspect of the game, the slap shots, the punching people in the face, that kind of stuff.
Oh, I get that part.
Yeah. Then the sheep are more just a contrast to that. They're kind of giving you an at-home feeling. It's like hockey is home to many Canadians.
Okay.
So that's sort of there to sort of put the two together, two opposite sides. Then you have the cats, which are both basically the cat-like reflexes of the players, the cunning, the speed, everything like that. So it's basically trying to embody the whole sport in as few pieces as possible. And when the baby comes in, that's sort of symbolizing the childlike wonder you get when you watch hockey, not just for the first time, but every time.
And what about that gunshot at the end?
Yeah, that's sort of just the climax that brings it all back together. Same gunshot theme, and then it just, it's like goal, and it's just in.
The only part that I recognize is the buzzer.
Yeah. Well, that's just part of the goal.
So, Logan, and not to presume anything, but there are a lot of us older traditionalists in this country who cynically might be suggesting that you were just trying to jam it up the grand wazoo of the great mother corporation.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just, anyone who doesn't really, they think it's just a joke, you could try listening to it a few times. I've heard from many people that it grows on you.
It does.
I think Phil actually said that.
It does, and I'm here to guarantee you that the more you listen to it, the more you like it. And I don't know what that says about me, but I kind of get hooked on it a little bit. And So would you be upset if we played this every once in a while as part of some of the opening themes and intros for my show?
Go for it.
Yeah, it's a go for it kind of thing?
Yeah.
Or maybe I could commission you to create an original piece for
oh,
the...
No.
Yeah, if you want that, sure.
Logan, I hope that the CBC has no other choice than to do one of two things. Either play this thing as the opening piece for the Huckinette in Canada broadcast, or stand up and embarrassedly say that they've made a mistake. Then they'll probably be open to a lawsuit because you'll have been clearly the winner on vote. And if they break their own rules, what would you do then?
Well, they have put a rule in where they get to make the final decision. But I'm hoping that when they see how many people want it, they'll just sort of, they'll realize they might not completely get it, but they know that everyone else sort of does.
They might make two mistakes rather than one.
Yeah.
But what kind of chance, what do you think your chances really are in this competition then?
I don't know. I'm getting a lot of support, and I'm really happy about that. But at the same time, they might not want to make such a bold move at this point.
Denise, I tell you what, we're done and out of time, but I want to thank you for tracking down Logan Obey. And Logan, I want to thank you for your time, and we may yet come.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Bottom of the hour here this morning at AM 1150. It's a smooth cruise on the way to work this morning. Almost as smooth as Logan Obey's original piece of art, musical art, audio signature. That's what we need here at AM 1150, but right now we need Whitney Dean with the news to the bottom of the hour.